On this Christmas morning, I wish all of you a Merry Christmas. And I thank all of you for your great generosity, firstly, to be here tonight. Not all of you are parishioners of Blessed Virgin Mary Church, but many of you visitors and family. But to sacrifice your sleep, not with the intention just to get Christmas over with, but truly in the spirit of sacrifice, I do thank all of you for your generosity. And for all of those who have prepared this ceremony, many of you have not seen the work done, but I know what goes in, and I firstly would like to thank the organist, as I was accused in the past of not mentioning organists, and it was an absence and a neglect of mine. But I do thank all of those servers, choir, schola, the decorators, the flower ladies, the cleaners, and please do note that all of you are in my prayers and gratitude for preparing the great sacrifice of this Mass of Christmas. After Mass, we will have the veneration of the child Jesus, if you wish, to come back to the communion rail to kiss the feet of our Lord in the child Jesus' form. You're welcome to do so. And after which, we will have a great celebration in the cafe, one of our classrooms here. You're all welcome to attend a little celebration before you go out back to the winter roads of central New York. Do note that this is a Sunday, so please do take a bulletin with you to save me from announcing more and more from the pulpit tonight. But it is a Sunday that we have just begun, and do note that's the parish to take a bulletin for those extra details. And do note that we have a great Mass this evening with the candle light. Just be careful, especially for the young ones in the communion with the chapel veils, not to go into fire, hopefully. For this evening, or rather this morning, the epistle from the first Mass of Christmas is taken from Titus chapter 2. Dearly beloved, the grace of God, our Savior, hath appeared to all men, instructing us that denying ungodliness and worldliness, we should be soberly and justly and godly living in this world, looking for the blessed hope in the coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. The gospel is taken from St. Luke chapter 2. At that time, there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This enrolling was first made by Cyrenus, in the governor of Syria. And all went to be enrolled, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, of the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of in the family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused wife, who was with child. And it came to pass that when they were there, her days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth the firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds watching and keeping their sheep, watching all night over their flock. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the brightness of God shone round about them, and they feared with a great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring to you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all the people. For this day is born to you a Savior, who is called Christ the Lord, in the city of David. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly armies praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. This first Mass of Christmas, of which there are three, many priests and most people are encouraged by the words of St. Gregory, which were sung at matins starting at 8 o'clock this evening, or this past evening here in the gym, which said that due to the many masses and due to the busy schedules and the tiredness of human nature, the sermon will be short. Many people hear those words and love those words, and those are the words of tonight. Something short and sweet, but to the point. And let us begin by understanding that we celebrate many anniversaries tonight. The first being the last sermon of St. Francis de Sales 400 years ago, December 25th at Midnight Mass, 1622. He died 3 days later. And we also celebrate today the fourth anniversary of Midnight Mass in the gym, having sold our church in November 2019. And lastly, we celebrate an anniversary of when St. Isaac Jogues left America and landed in France, back in his home country, on Christmas Eve, 1643. And he desired, with a great desire, as was mentioned at the beginning of Advent, to go firstly to the confessional and secondly to the communion rail, because it had been 18 months since he had received our Lord in confession and communion. These three anniversaries are what we will consider tonight and try to glean with the little candlelight what we have, a grace to take with us this evening or this morning. The first from St. Francis de Sales in this sermon that some of you may have read in his famous sermons is that tonight brings to us one of the three passages of our Lord. It is the passage from divinity to humanity. God the Son, the second person of the Trinity, became man. That is what we celebrate today, the birth of God in human form. That is the celebration of the passage from divine to human. We should be glad that God, in his infinite wisdom, chose to assume human nature, our nature, to be part with us in order to redeem us. That is a reason in which we ought to be joyful, a time of celebration that God has become man, something exquisite, something profound, and something which oftentimes, not understanding, we do not appreciate. But when you look at that manger, when you have the celebration of Mass today, do realize it is a great joy of God passing down to man in order to redeem. And also we see that God, in his infinite wisdom, chose earth to be the place where he would be born. This is something beyond most of us, but it helps us reflect where we are today. That God, knowing that he would become man, created a world, the universe, to hold, to host, to be a vessel of him. And therefore, it would be a great place. As he chose the Blessed Virgin Mary to be without sin, so that he would come into the world through a pure vessel. The world in which we live is a world of a king, is a world for a God. It is the world in which we live. Too many times we look around us and we're despairing. We don't appreciate the little snowflakes that come down and we just think of how much snow we will shovel. And yet, this world in which we live is the world prepared by God to be a world for God. It's a small thing, but something profound. And yet, in this beautiful world in which he created, he chose a small stable of Bethlehem in which he would give to us this light. And that is what we see when we have no church, that at times, in the big picture, we have everything, but in the small focus, we seem to have nothing. The comparison for us as parishioners of Blessed Virgin Mary here in central New York is that everything is ours, everything is the church's, everything is God's, although in this little stable of the gym, we have our Lord shining forth in his light. He chose the stable because from that would go to the world the beaming light of the divinity. We are asked to be this small, insignificant place because from here will go out the grace the world needs. The main word today in the office of Matins and throughout the day is hodie, today. In Latin, hodie means today, and today is that one that should not pass. Today is that day on which we ought to be enlivened with this understanding that God wants to beam to the world. He is not meant to be under a bushel. And that's why in this midnight mass with all the candles, think that you are that candle you bear. And as you look and make sure you don't spill the wax, make sure you don't burn anything or anyone. That is the respect and the focus that you ought to have for the grace that you have in your soul. And that is where we leave tonight with this last anniversary example of St. Isaac Jogues. He went on Christmas Eve, not only to France, his home country, he didn't go firstly to his mother or to show people how famous he was, having been maimed by the natives of this world, but he went firstly to gain that increase of grace through confession, and then next to the communion rail where he received God Almighty, and that increase of grace gave Isaac Jogues the audacity, the courage, the desire to come back to America, our country, to give his life for souls. That communion, that grace that he received Christmas 1643 is a day for us to remember. And let that day give to us the willingness to follow his example. These two Jesuits, St. Francis de Sales, St. Isaac Jogues, these two great men in the 17th century are ones whom we ought to imitate. How can we do that? Is to receive more and more communions, as was your resolution during Advent for our parishioners. Think of the light. It is so bright here tonight because there are so many candles. Extinguish all but one, it will be hard to see. Extinguish all but two, it will be hard to see. The more candle light there is, the more light there is, and the easier it is to walk through darkness. The world in which we live is dark, is cold, is foreign from God. The more communions enlivening the souls is to the extent that the world will be bright. We have this challenge. We have this duty to be Christians, followers of Christ. He has given us the example tonight. Let us follow that, receive communion often, and therefore shed the world our light of Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.